I'm Melissa Harris Perry. Now, have you all ever wondered how we decide which stories to cover here on The Takeaway? Well, this one started as a text message that one of our producers, Ryan Wild, received from a former colleague. That's how it started. Here's how it's going. A special takeaway report.
I got a text that said, "Hey Ryan, saw this today and thought of you." It included a photo of a flyer that said,
"Is your name Ryan? Want to meet other Ryans? Come to the Ryan meetup."
There was a QR code with details for the meetup. And below that, it said in no uncertain terms,
"No Bryans allowed."
Now, I've always felt fine about my name, I guess. But Ryan never felt like a super special name either. So I was intrigued. I had no idea what to expect. But maybe meeting a room full of Ryans would boost my Ryan pride. And so, on a late March day, I found myself rolling up to a bar in Manhattan. The name of the place? Fittingly, Ryan McGuire's.
Hey, how are you? Is your name Ryan too?
My middle name's Ryan.
Really? Your middle name's Ryan. I'll have a Ryan's Lager. It seems apropos. And then you can start me a tab. Just put it under Ryan.
Yeah.
With a Ryan Lager in hand, I headed towards a room in the back where I saw about a dozen Ryans mingling. I'm here a bit early to interview Ryan Rose, the organizer of this whole thing.
Are you Ryan?
I am a Ryan. Can I see your ID, Ryan?
Yeah.
Do you have a name tag?
Sure. I guess I need a name tag, so I need to show my ID. Are you founder Ryan?
No, that would be Ryan Rose.
Ryan, okay.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan Wild. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do I get a name tag?
You do get a name tag. Here you go.
There's a table full of about 100 red "Hello, my name is" name tags. Every one of them is already filled in with the name Ryan. I see three guys standing around in a circle. I nudge my way in.
How you doing? I'm Ryan.
Hi,
what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan.
I'm
Ryan.
I'm Ryan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Ryan's all around, but no Ryan Rose. Press on anyway. One of the Ryans speaks up. This is Ryan Sturt.
So I'm trying to figure out what the commonalities are behind like the parents of the people who had named their children Ryan. So far we have an Irish culture.
And now Ryan Neff jumps in.
I think there were a lot of Ryans in the like late 80s, early 90s that, you know, the name had become really popular, but then like it fell out of style for some reason. I don't know why. It's a great name. That's my hypothesis.
More on that hypothesis later. But first, I noticed one person who really stood out amongst the group.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
What's your name?
Ryan.
Your name's Ryan too?
Yeah.
Wow. So tell me how you got to this meetup.
What do you mean? How it started?
Oh, are you the Ryan?
I'm the Ryan.
You're the Ryan. It's so nice to meet you.
Yes.
I admit, I foolishly assumed that Ryan Rose was going to be a guy. And I'm not the only one who makes this mistake.
How was growing up with the name Ryan?
You know, growing up I didn't like it too much because I'd always get mixed up as a guy. Like in one of my yearbooks in sophomore year, there was a picture of some other male and my name underneath. So, like, my ID for that year was just, like, not me. And I'd always get, like, Boy Scout mail, and I'd get mixed up in sporting events, being put in guys' categories. But now I love it.
I asked her, why bother with all of this?
You know, it's not too deep. I just wanted to bring all the Ryans together. I thought it'd be fun.
Only three Ryans showed up to the first meetup in February. So for this one, she put up over 500 flyers across the country.
I recently did a road trip down to Texas, so everywhere along the way, I was like plastering Ryan flyers. I put them in front of the White House, every Waffle House, South by Southwest, Myrtle Beach, Bourbon Street.
So this is a national movement.
I'm trying to make it a national movement.
One of the things I was very intrigued by with the flyer was no Bryans allowed.
No, everyone loves a little drama. Also, in like the Ryan-Bryan realm, there's a constant battle of who's better than who.
We'll get into the Ryan-Bryan drama in a little bit. First, I soon found evidence of the Ryan meetup being a national phenomenon.
My name's Ryan Hatfield. I'm 19 years old.
True to his name, Ryan Hatfield was sporting a big cowboy hat. He's tall and wiry and wears a giant grin that never leaves his face. He saw the flyer posted online.
I thought it was incredible. Of course, my name is Ryan. and I thought I'd take a quick detour here. So I'm coming up from Texas. Very excited for that.
Are you visiting from Texas?
Yes, indeed.
Just for the Ryan meetup?
I did. Oh, this is beautiful, yeah.
Are there a lot of Ryans in Texas?
I have met so many Ryans. In fact, my mom's maiden name is Ryan.
Texas Ryan's story here reminded me of the origins of my own name, steeped in my own Irish heritage.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
So tell me why you decided to name me Ryan.
I think that we named you Ryan because it was in reference to your grandmother, and her name was Marcella Ryan. I think we wanted to honor her in that way. And I'm glad that we did because she was the most best example of unconditional love. So there you go.
Lots of the Ryans were named after grandparents. I met one Ryan who was conceived in the room of their parents' friend named Ryan.
Okay then.
Okay then.
Okay then.
Some Ryans were named after other famous Ryans, like this Ryan.
I'm actually named after two runners, Jim Ryan and Sebastian Coe. Sebastian's my middle name. And so Jim Ryan is my namesake. And because my dad is a long distance runner and very into physical fitness, so.
On the home stretch, Ryan's long, effortless stride had taken him 30 yards ahead of Kano. At the tape, he'd smashed the world record by 2.5 seconds. A tremendous win for Ryan.
Jim Ryan was the first high schooler to run a sub-4-minute mile in 1964. In 1968, he won a silver medal at the Olympics. He later served as a congressman from Kansas for 10 years.
Do you feel like there's a lot of pressure to run, to be running Ryan?
I was a running Ryan, and actually my last name is Dunning. Yeah, so my dad was running Dunning, I was also running Dunning. Yeah, so I kind of lived up to my namesake there.
Jim Ryan's last name is actually spelled R-Y-U-N. Now, I applaud his parents for not naming him Ryan Ryan, but also, he probably was never at risk of that. Ryan just wasn't a name parents were considering for their newborns in the 40s. The Social Security Administration tracks every name given to newborns. And in 1947, the year Jim Ryan was born, Ryan was the 689th most popular boy's name, behind names like Wilton, Benedict, Sherwood, Milford. You get the idea. It wasn't until the late 60s and 70s that the name Ryan really burst onto the scene. More on that when we come back on The Takeaway, right after this.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back on The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. The Takeaway recently sent producer Ryan Wild out into the field to report on a unique gathering, one where your name absolutely had to be Ryan to enter. Here again is our Ryan Wild.
The name Ryan wasn't popular at all until the 1970s.
My name is Cleveland Evans. I am a professor emeritus of psychology at Bellevue University and past president of the American Name Society.
The American Name Society was founded in 1951 to promote onomastics.
That's the scholarly study of names.
He says that when parents are naming children, there are certain patterns that they follow.
They always say they want to find something which is different, but not too different. So they're looking for something which sounds like something which was popular before.
Ryan gained popularity on the heels of another popular name at the time.
So Ryan, in a sense, got popular because Brian had previously become popular a generation before. So people were looking for an alternative to Brian, something that was new and cool, but sounded like Brian.
Ah, I've stumbled upon the origins of the Ryan-Brian rivalry. But there are more reasons why Ryan catapulted up the baby name charts and into the hearts of new parents.
When Ryan O'Neill first got famous on the TV show Peyton Place, it does its first little jump up in the 60s. And then in 1971, right after he becomes a huge megastar in Love Story.
What would you say if I told you, I think I'm in love with you?
Then it starts absolutely skyrocketing in the early 70s. And that's because everybody who was looking for this different but not too different alternative to Brian heard it at the same time by becoming aware of Ryan O'Neill's existence, you know.
Whether it was parents naming their kids after Ryan O'Neill or their runner Jim Ryan or some other reason entirely, the name Ryan hit the top 25 most popular boys' names in the 70s and stayed there for the next four decades. Now, the name Ryan has its origins in Ireland.
Well, the name Ryan is a very old Irish name, so it's probably at least 1,000 years old and probably closer to 1,200 or 1,300 years old. It's also found in the common Irish surname, O'Ryan, or simply Ryan without the O. My name is Micheál O'Manion, and I'm a professor of Irish and Celtic languages in Queen's University in Belfast.
As English power in Ireland grew in the 17th century, Ryan became anglicized, and the name evolved from a last name to a first name.
It's thought to be derived from the Irish word for king, which is Rí, R-I with an accent on it. And this is still the ordinary word in Irish for king. The A end at the end means little in Irish. It's the diminutive ending, so Ryan does indeed mean little king.
Back at the Ryan meetup, there were lots of folks in their 20s and 30s and 40s, but managed to find the littlest king of them all.
Ryan's 9 months old.
Can I ask why you decided to name him Ryan?
Boys' names are really hard. There are like two that I like, and Ryan just happens to be one of them. He really wants to eat your microphone.
The thing about names is that when you're a baby, you get no say in the matter. In life, we can choose our career, our friends, our partners, but our first names, not so much. Or so I thought. Meet Ryan Chen.
I was actually born in China, and when I came here, my parents were hoping that I could choose a name. And one of the options they gave me was Ryan, and they told me that it meant some kind of a king or something like that.
A little king, not by birth, but by choice.
I feel like most people here probably were assigned the name, but you chose Ryan.
I did, yeah. I had many options. I could have been a Zachariah. Thank God I wasn't a Zachariah. I could have been a Michael, a little bit bland. The other option was Kevin, which I dodged a bullet with that one. Can you imagine? A Kevin meetup?
By now, the place was packed. There must have been about 70 Ryans, and the pride was through the roof. Every king, even a little king, needs a castle. And as luck would have it, I found Ryan Day Castle. And yeah, seriously, that's her name.
I'm curious, what brings you here today?
Clearly, the Ryans have brought me out. And obviously, the prospect of me being around so many others who I feel like I also probably was surprised. Not a lot of black girl Ryans, so that's very fun.
I asked her how she got the name.
I knew that it was a majority male name, but asking my parents why did they name me something, you know, a little bit more masculine, and they just said, why be a queen when you could be the king? So I thought that was great, and I've been running with it ever since.
Even the one non-Ryan in attendance was having a good time.
Kat Spazzato, associate producer for The Takeaway.
Kat was helping me record the sound at the event.
Kat, what, as a non-Ryan, is your impression so far?
There's like, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something that everybody in this room shares besides the name. Like, they have a similar energy.
I caught up with Ryan Rose again, the organizer of the Ryan meetup.
I don't think there is an icebreaker, which is beautiful. We all just feel like we already know each other. Any Ryan in this room could talk to anybody, and they just immediately bond. It's great energy.
That's true. There was something egalitarian about the entire premise. Typical conversation norms went out the window at the Ryan meetup. You could skip the formalities, the whole, "Hi, my name is." You can just jump right in. And the one thing that people were the most eager to talk about? Ryan's. This is Ryan Chen again. He's the one who handpicked the name Ryan when he was 11.
Ryans are natural enemies, right? So maybe they have this aura or voodoo that kind of prohibits our name from being spelled correctly. I think it's a conspiracy.
The Brian conspiracy theorists were on high alert. This is Ryan Grippy.
If I'm being honest, coming here, I thought this was a setup for the Brians. The Brians were just coming to trap us because we have always had a name so similar to Brian that people at Starbucks specifically mishear us and think our names are Brian.
This definitely happens to me all the time. It's gotten to the point where I deliberately emphasize the R when saying my name. Like, Ryan. But people still call me Brian. Here's Ryan Neff again.
I think there's a lot of times where it's confused with Brian. So actually there was one person that I had met at an event, and his name was Brian, and my name was Ryan. So we were introducing ourselves to each other, and he was like, "Hey, my name's Brian." And I would go, "My name's Ryan." And he'd be like, no, my name's Brian." I'm like, "Yes, I know. Hi, Brian, my name's Ryan." And there was this back and forth, and it was super awkward because I think we had both gotten our names confused for each other's.
Another Ryan, Ryan Mitchell, offered a diplomatic solution to the whole Ryan-Brian war.
I feel like it comes with the Ryan lifestyle, you know? Like, you just have to own up to it, but also, you know, be calm about it, be humane about it. Just be like, "Hey, sorry, man, you know, I think you got that the wrong way." But, you know, that's not even, like, the worst of it. That's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, one time I went to a fast food restaurant and my name came up on the receipt as Rain.
I met all sorts of Ryans at the meetup. But everyone seemed to rally around this perceived conflict. I guess you can't really feel like a part of a team without having a rival. I'm not sure there's any profound takeaway or insight I gleaned at the Ryan meetup. But all in all, it was just pure fun. And yeah, maybe I was feeling a little bit more proud of my name. Here's Ryan Grippy again.
These people all have the same name as me, and we could all make jokes like, "Hi, Ryan," and it's just something that can allow you to have joy and appreciate joy in something so simple. You can't take life too seriously.
As the party was wrapping up, I couldn't help but feel like I was in on something, in on the joke, part of the in crowd. And I sort of wish that other people, people whose names are not Ryan, got to experience it all. At the end, I asked Ryan Rose, the organizer, if every name should have a meetup.
I would love for other people to have meetups with their same name. I think it's beautiful and everybody should experience it at one point, except for Brian's.
My thanks to the dozens of Ryans I met at the meetup. See you all at the next one.
A big thanks to our takeaway producer, Ryan Wild, for that fun report. And almost certainly, that is a record for the number of mentions of Ryan in one radio segment.
Ryan.
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 Ryan Fry.
Ryan. Ryan's.
Ryan.
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 Ryan's
Ryan.
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 Ryan.